Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey everybody, welcome to After Hours here on The Nation. Let's start with something easy, Megan. If you could cook for and then dine with a historical figure, who would it be and what would be on the menu?
Yeah, Amelia Earhart.
Oh, that's good.
The story. Yeah. She's from Atchison, Kansas. So growing up as a Kansas girl, it was always this sense of wonder of somebody who was so willing to be bold and do her own thing, right? And so I think chicken wings. I got to do, right? Chicken wings for Amelia.
Yeah, why not?
That's what I got to do. Why not?
My mom was born in Concordia, Kansas, actually.
Nice. I'm aware of Concordia, Kansas. Nice.
Yeah, so
they had Down south in South Kansas.
If you could work with one of your barbecue heroes that you've not worked with yet, who would that be?
A barbecue hero I have not yet worked with.
Yeah.
I would say Malcolm Reed. I have been around him. I've met him, but he and I have never done something together. And I think I would be very interested in learning his process and how, because he's very much the type of person that finds a recipe that he loves and uses it in barbecue. And I think we have a very similar style in that way. And I would like to do something with him. Mm. Yeah.
Good choice.
If you think there are any that would apply, what would be the biggest changes that you would make to competition barbecue?
I would like to see the judges sitting at tables by lottery. I would like to see that they are they don't go sit with their friends I would like to see that I pull the hat out of what table you're going to sit at. I would love to see that so that it kind of breaks up any little, if there is any,
people
who want to sit together, because, you know, you've got six people who sit there, and if three or four of them are all buddies, you know.
Right.
I agree.
I'd love to see judging go to an absolute random table assignment.
There you go. What barbecue skill took you the longest to master?
Oh, I'm still trying to figure out the brisket flat.
Okay.
Out the brisket flat.
Fair enough.
I've got the points, the burnt ends are mine. Those are mine. But that flat, it's a tough, leaner piece of meat, not as easy, right? But not as forgiving. So still working on that one.
There you go. What does a fantasy day for Megan look like, and what activities does it contain?
Yeah, I'm a calligrapher. And so I could get buried in all the pens and making those very detailed, specific, on purpose pen strokes. I could get lost for hours and hours and hours.
Interesting.
There you go.
Yeah, I probably have a bourbon while I'm doing it.
Well, what is your favorite bourbon?
Ooh, that's a great question. So every day can probably find on the shelf Michter Sour Mash is one of my favorites. That's just a good, easy drinking. It has great complex flavors, but you can pretty readily find it. Weller 12 is another one of my favorites. It's a little harder to find, but that's one that I like to celebrate with. And then we have a local in Lee Summit where I live, Lee Summit, Missouri, which is a suburb of Kansas City. There's a gentleman who has something called Bronson's, and it is a bourbon punch. It's a milk punch, and so it's like a cocktail in a bottle, Bronson's.
Oh, cool.
And that,
wow,
man, that's so good. Yeah.
Huh. Wow. If you could instantly master a musical instrument, and maybe you already have, what instrument would it be?
My voice.
Your voice. Yeah.
It would be my voice. I like that. That's
yes.
a good one.
If I could master that, that would be wonderful. Yeah.
Well, I think that's a very legitimate question. What is something that your spouse was correct or right about, but you still think he was wrong?
Oh, he thinks my daughter has my attitude. I think he's wrong. Surely she has somebody else's attitude. It's not mine.
I got a 30-year-old daughter, and I stay the hell away from that question. So if you were an animal, what animal would you be?
A cheetah.
A cheetah?
I'd be a cheetah.
There
yeah,
you go.
That's yeah. close. Yeah, that's close to me too. I agree.
Yeah, okay. I like carnivore, baby. Let's go.
All right. If you could erase one mistake from your past, what would it be?
Oh, that's a great question. A mistake from my past. Ooh. I should say it was when I didn't go out for a job that I really, really, really wanted, and I was too chicken and I should have just gone for it. But the reality is it's made me who I am today. So I'm, you know,
it worked out.
Well, I'll tell you what it was.
For a reason.
It is actually here's the twist to this. Are you ready?
Sure.
So I at one point wanted to apply to be an on-air host for like QVC or HSN. Like that was something that was very interesting to me, right. but I was too chicken to do it. I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. And then all these years later, I sold our barbecue for a long time on the Home Shopping Network and would
it's
go
funny.
To, yeah, right. And so, like I say, the mistake was that I didn't go pursue that at a younger age when, you know, but the reality is everything comes back around and I still ended up being on the Home Shopping Network in a different, little bit different capacity. So with our own products, which is pretty cool.
So folks, this is the only show that I know of where I have two QVC queens on the show with me at the same time. I mean, that's the thing. Is there something you miss about your 20s? I know you're only 31, but you know, is there something you miss about your 20s?
I think in my 20s, I traveled a lot more independently. I traveled, I would go to concerts, I would backpack through Europe. Like when I was much younger, I did a lot of those kinds of things. And I miss doing that independent, just travel. Mm-hmm. But that's something I can definitely do again.
Not by yourself. You got a whole family.
Oh, no, I can still do it. Mama needs some mama time sometimes. I do enjoy, we do travel and I do enjoy going with them, but I do that whole, like, just kind of on my own going and waking up or eating. And, you know, that was a pretty special time when I was 20.
I think 20. Jeff has a frozen screen.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Let's see what he does about that, which is fine because they edit this whole thing. So they'll make it work. He's probably coming back in. We'll give
him
a second.
You're the host now.
Yeah. That's what he asked me to do one time. I was like, no, I'm co-host. I'm not host. I don't want
to
be the host. But he's probably trying to get back in.
Get back in. No problem. Just so you know, my cleaning crew might show up here in a few minutes. So
that's right. We're almost done. Just let him know and then he'll wrap it up quicker.
Okay.
Because sometimes it goes longer than
they typically come around 2 o'clock, and I think it's just now 2. So
let me just text him and see what he wants to do.
Well, at least it did it during the after hours.
After hours, I agree.
Thank you, boys. You're doing awesome. Oh, you're so sweet. I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. Sorry. You shifted. I look up and I see Megan up there now. I was like, boy, you got blonde hair all of a sudden. All right. You're back. Okay.
I'm
I
back.
Just texted you. All right.
Sorry about that. We had a little power surge here.
She has a cleaning crew coming in soon. So we got to
Just know that they may come. They usually come around 2 o'clock. So
okay.
I expect them.
I'll just like three more quick questions.
Yeah.
Let's if we put your skills to music, what would the music be?
rock and roll.
Particular band?
No particular band, but I think definitely that hard, just rock and roll. It's intense. Sometimes there's a little bit of a bridge in there, a little reprieve, but then they're right back to it. And I feel like when I'm cooking, that's what I'm doing. We're building flavors. We're adding things. We're taking things away. We're adding fire to it. I just, that's my style of cooking, is much, much more intense than maybe, say, a ballad would be.
Oh, very good. Very good. What's the hardest thing that you've ever done in your life?
Hardest thing that I've ever done in my life.
Yep.
I think when I
have one, this is a new question. A cartwheel.
A cartwheel?
No. Hardest thing now at my age is a somersault. I cannot do it. I will throw up if I do a somersault. I used to be a somersault queen. Yeah. I think the hardest thing for me, when I left my small town, my dad always used to say, our number one export is our kids.
Yep.
And I think it was very hard from the perspective of knowing that that was ending. And I wasn't going back. I knew when I left, that was going to be where I was from, not where I was going to end up settling. And I think that was a hard reality for me, but at the same time, it was so, so exciting. And maybe that's also why it was hard, because it was hard to see, you know, I knew I was leaving a lot of great people. You know, I still go back and see, but that was hard, but it was so worth it.
Okay. Yeah. Captain and Tennille, Allman Brothers, Adele, Dolly Parton, Celine Dion.
Yeah. Maybe Dolly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Entrepreneur, businesswoman. She loves food. She stands by what she wants. I'm a Dolly gal.
Okay. Uh-huh. Nick's the last question. What's your favorite movie? Classic movie.
I love Caddyshack. Oh. Classic.
Ah, I love that.
Yeah, that is a good
super,
one.
Super smart humor. Great improv. Hysterical storyline. Beck in summer, right?
Yeah, it's that's a great flick.
You know I do a golf show too, don't you?
Yeah, so, I mean, now I do. Leanne mentioned that. Yeah.
Okay, last question. Megan, if Megan's on death row, what would your last meal be? Burnt. That's kind of why we save it for the last question.
Last burn-in fried rice.
Okay.
Give me the carbs and bourbon. Give me the carbs and that meat all in one bite. Fried rice with a bourbon.
I don't think you have to take a Lipitor after that, because there's not much sense in it.
You're done.
Yeah. Megan Day from Burnt Fingers, thank you so much for spending the time with Leanne and I today.
And where can we find you on social?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Social, you can find us on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook. Just look for Burnt Finger BBQ. Or if you want me and some of the behind the scenes with the kids and some of the fun things that we do, I'm Burnt Finger Megan.
Okay.
There we go. Perfect.
You got it.
Well, thank you, Megan. We appreciate that. Thank you, Miss Leanne. I always appreciate you. We will be back again next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation at a radio station or a platform near you. Until that time, go out, have some fun, eat some good food, and most of all, be kind. Take care, everybody.